Hey everyone, and welcome to this special episode of the True Canna Cast. For this episode, we're going to be speaking to a few friends about Spanibus. Spanibus, if you're not familiar with it, is Europe's largest cannabis expo and festival, which takes place the second week of March in Barcelona each year. This year, the expo takes place on the 13th, 14th and 15th of March. But as with every year, there are a whole bunch of events leading up to the expo and lots of things going on around town following the expo too. So as with a lot of people, they tend to get into town early and hang around a little bit longer so they can get everything done, see everyone, see everything, and have a little bit of time to relax once everything calms down. The Spanibus Expo itself is an awesome event. It's a little bit outside of the city, but the venue is perfectly suited, as well as having several halls with a variety of different brands in there. Everything from smoking paraphernalia to high-tech ovens, closed-loop systems, everything in between, clothing brands, seed breeders, everything you can imagine, glass blowers, the European flame off guys will be represented there. Also, they have a courtyard where there's an amazing amount of music being played throughout the day. Lots of people partying and dancing, smoking, eating really good food. That's one of the things that I'm always impressed by, is the quality of the food that's available for everyone to eat at the expo. And the prices aren't extortionate either. So definitely worth checking those out when you've got the munchies. I've heard a lot of people scaremongering and bitching about waiting for queues when it comes to entering Spanibus. But the reality behind that situation is if you want to get there early and get in first thing, then you're going to queue for maybe an hour. But if you get there a couple of hours after the opening, the queues have gone and it's pretty easy to just walk in within a few minutes. So really, it's just about organization. If you want to be in early, turn up before they open and get to the front of the queue. But if you want to get in and avoid queues, just hold out for a couple of hours to let the first big rush get through, and it's much more convenient and much less queuing. As always this year, I will be represented by Pure Sativa. This year, we are on booth number 20, which we're sharing with our good friend Milo from Big Buddha Seeds. As always, there will be some incredible freebies from Pure Sativa. They've got their special freebie discs, which feature free seeds from many, many different breeders. So once you spend over a certain amount, you are able to choose one of those freebies. Also, I will have a freebie available this year. Buy any pack of True Canna Genetics seeds and you will get two free packs of regular seeds, each containing 15 seeds. The freebies this year that I will be offering are Brittany, which is a chocolate Thai female selected from Billy Goat's Bangkok Betty F2 line, which I pollinated with a Terparella Chem Valley Cooks male. Terparella is Chocolope cross Super Silver Haze. So that was hit with a Chem Valley Cooks male. And then I selected a male from that, which I pollinated the chocolate Thai with to create Brittany, which is named because of the big, beautiful spears that she produces. The second freebie that I'll be giving away is a currently unreleased strain that is exclusive to this Spanibus free deal. And that is Terpzuki, which is Triangle Kush cross Terpzilla female, which I pollinated with the Chem Valley Cooks stud that I am currently working with and that can be seen featuring in quite a few of my current lineup. You will be hard pressed to find a better freebie deal than mine when you include that with what Pure Sativa are also offering with their other breeders. And when you spend over a certain amount of money, I doubt you're going to be able to get better freebies anywhere in Barcelona during Spanibus. So make sure you pass by and check out the booth. If you see me, don't be shy, come up and speak to me. I love talking genetics and I'm sure within a few minutes of conversation, I can point you in the right direction to suit your needs and find a strain that's perfect for you. For the first few hours of each day, you'll be able to find myself giving out leaflets to promote the podcast and my freebie offer. So keep an eye out for me when you're queuing up. And if you don't see me then, make sure you pass by the Pure Sativa booth because I'll be hanging around there throughout the day. One of the things I'm most excited about sharing with everyone this year at Spanibus is a special seed release that I will be doing exclusively with a selection of cannabis social clubs around town. The reason for this is because the seeds will be sold with a flower and rosin sample of the exact same strain grown out by myself and pressed on the Sasquatch V2. No name has been given to this strain yet. Just the genetics will be listed, which are Purple Halitosis crossed with Chem Valley Cooks. Purple Halitosis is an old feminized strain that I made and done selection from, which is a reverse Granddaddy Purple pollinated to Motor Breath from Pisces Genetics, aka Jimmy Nitz. That strain is San Fernando Valley OG Kush crossed with the Chem D. The San Fernando Valley OG Kush is the one that was reversed for that line, so I should have said it the other way around. But that is a legendary strain that I was working with before it ever got given the name Motor Breath. I previously used this selection and other selections from the Purple Halitosis line to create Grape Gas, which has become a firm favorite amongst a lot of people recently. For this cross, I pollinated the Purple Halitosis with my Chem Valley Cooks male. The Chem Valley Cooks is Forum Girl Scout Cookies, pollinated by a San Fernando Valley OG Kush cross Chem Dog male. That one is a super stinky, beautifully structured male and has added some incredible structure and bag appeal to the terp profile to give you a meaty, gassy, fruity, fermented funk. To make this deal even more special, as well as the seeds, flower and rosin samples you'll get of one strain, you will also get another two packs of seeds free. The two packs of seeds free total value is worth more than the entire package retails. So this is a very cheap, very special Spanibus offer. I haven't quite finalized all the clubs that will have this special offer available, but for now it's almost certain that it will be Tresor, 1UP BCN and the Plug BCN. I'll confirm any others on my Instagram page to let you know where you can pick this deal up. Before we get on with the rest of today's episode, as always, a massive thanks and lots of love to our sponsors, who without them, none of this would be possible. Moonshine Hydroponics, if you haven't tried their nutrient enhancer and foliar spray, make sure you speak to your local grow shop. If they don't have it in stock already, get onto them, and I'm sure the guys can hook up some samples, which I'm confident once you try out, you'll be a fan and use the product regular, much like myself and a whole lot of friends and respected growers that I look towards for advice and pointing in the right direction when it comes to new things like this. Next up is the Plug Barcelona Cannabis Social Club, the Plug Seed Bank, the Plug Amsterdam, the Plug Records, and every other part of the Plug Empire. As you know, they've quickly become one of the biggest and best brands in Europe, doing some amazing things from the grow rooms to the music studios. And now with the Summer Crush Festival, which is going to be happening in Barcelona this summer. Make sure that you check out all of their Instagrams and socials. They have a lot going on at Spanibus. I know they've got a booth this year, so you'll be able to see a lot of very special people hanging out there, as well as pick up some merch and also grab some of their new seeds. I think everyone's going to be very excited about the new releases they have, especially the Zupreme, which is a very special Skittles cross that is going to please a lot of people chasing rainbows. Next up is our good friends and family, Tresor BCN. If you're not familiar with that place, then you definitely need to pass by during Spanibus to join up, check out the amazing menu, artwork, and also say hello to me. I will be there over the week filming a few podcasts, getting some good interviews down with some good friends that are in town over this period, finding out what the highlights are around town. This club has a very well curated menu with a variety to suit everyone's needs. On top of that, they've got a beautiful big window letting in natural light, which is a rarity in the Barcelona cannabis social club scene. So take advantage of that when the weather's nice and get a little bit of sun in your face as you have a good smoke and enjoy some beautiful coffee from them. Lastly, and most certainly not least, is Pure Sativa. PureSativa.com is their website. These guys are the leading retail and wholesale distributors of the best brands in the cannabis world. If there's a quality brand that exists, you can almost be certain that these guys are the ones to go to get it. That's including everything from rolling papers to C-Vaults to Puffco Peaks, bubble bags, screens, and some of the world's best cannabis breeders too. I myself am a longtime fan of them, even before I became a breeder and got on board with Pure Sativa. They were the place that I went to get everything from genetics to rolling papers to glass and all the accessories you need. As always, Pure Sativa will have a massive presence at Spanibus this year, and you'll be able to find them on booth 20 with Big Buddha, as well as their other booth, which I will put the details on our Instagram so you can find all of their hemp clothing and accessories too. Hey everyone, I'm joined now by Paul from Cropmaster LED. Hey Paul, how are you? Tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for Spanibus this year and where everyone can find you.
Hi Barry, I'm good, thank you. This year Spanibus will be showcasing some of our new Cropmaster LED range. For those of you who don't know, we used to be Budmaster LED and we've just evolved into a new, more professional, high-powered kind of LED spec now. We'll be showcasing them along with some of the Bud Box tents, and Cy and Jonathan will be there also. So we'll also be showing our new BPD Buddy app. The BPD Buddy app is being developed with helping growers maximise their yields in mind, really. BPD is quite a hot subject at the moment. People are learning more about it. For those of you who don't know, BPD stands for vapor pressure deficit, and getting the correct BPD at the right stage will grow can help you maximise your yield exponentially, not just in the biomass, but also in the quality. Alongside with the BPD Buddy app, we're also linking to various Bluetooth and wireless environmental sensors. So we're including recording and monitoring of all your program functions, which you can store in a handy and private grow diary where the images are visible to the general public every time you take your phone out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's amazing. People are going to love that. Like, you're right. It is such a buzzword at the moment, the VPD. And it's like, people are so on getting their environment dialed in because everyone now realizes, like, when everyone talks about 1010 Bud, it doesn't exist unless you can look at all of the details of the environment where you can honestly say from the start to the finish of your crop that every day, everything was exactly where you wanted it to be. And now we're able to monitor those things. We can really strive to get it to that stage and really get to the point of growing the perfect cannabis.
This is it, because one of the important things with BPD is having it right at different stages, and it can be radically different. So, for example, if your temperature is too high, you can't lower your temperature. You can load the BPD chart up, enter the values, or take the values from your environmental monitoring kit and look at the chart. So, for example, your temperature is too high, you would scan along to the right until you got into the humidity column that put you back in the correct coloured band, i.e. the yellow band for flowering, the green band for veg. If you can't raise your humidity, then you lower your temperature, etc. It might not always be optimal. Like for most of the people with our beloved plant, they want it around about 25, 55 for bloom, for example. If you can't achieve that, you can still achieve a good bloom where your plants can continue to eat and thrive at a lower temperature or a higher temperature by adjusting the other environmental factors in your room. And this is what we're aiming to do with apps. It's still early days yet with the apps, and we're hoping to get a lot more feedback from growers while we're expanding this and other shows this year for other features and ideas they'd like adding to the apps. It's all about just basically having a better growth, getting the most that we can out of things, and getting, of course, the highest quality oil production that we can get at the moment. It's all coming down to not so much flower nowadays, but more down to extracts is the way the world's going. And so we all want better extracts, we all want better medicine, and getting our grow room right not only saves us money, but helps us get better medicine, better CBD-based products moving forward.
100%, bro, I agree with you totally. And like you say, you're someone that goes for feedback and you're constantly like talking to people that are using your units. And that's why I love you as a company, because I like that relationship where I can bounce ideas off you and find out the latest thing and see what evolutions are coming. And the fact that you're always striving to improve and using that feedback wisely and to see the evolution, and to have someone from the UK that is in this industry and pushing to do something of such a high standard, it's a great thing to see. So from a UK perspective, as a UK breeder, it's awesome to have another UK person in the industry and innovating, not just imitating. That's the thing that makes it most special, that you really are innovating and putting something new and trying to get the best out of it. So yeah, it's very good to see, bro. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to learn a lot from you when they come past the booth and catch up at Spanibus. What was the booth number again?
It's booth 185. It's
awesome.
Good spot. You can smoke it just by the door near the food area outside.
Wicked.
But, you know, I also think there's nothing worse than people who think they know everything and refuse to listen to anybody else's opinion. Nothing worse than confirmation bias. You know, we all like to think we know about what we're doing. But in this industry now, especially when you come from somewhere like the UK, you might have been growing in isolation for many years or learning in isolation. So forums like Spanibus are just amazing to open your mind to new ideas and things you might not even have thought about. This year, there's a lot of buzz about THCP and CBDP, apparently. And obviously, we've all been smoking that and taking that medically for years without even knowing it. But it's interesting to see how that's going to turn the world on its head now with measuring the THCP and the CBDP, and what difference is that going to make to the different sectors of the cannabis and CBD world now. So it's been a very interesting few years. I think technology's coming along, and the science and innovation, because of the big money behind it now, is also moving forward much more rapidly than any of us could have imagined.
100%. I agree, bro. I'm so excited about the whole testing and the way that's becoming easier. I can't wait. It doesn't feel like it's going to be long now until we can kind of test stuff out in our own homes almost. So that's going to make it so easy to like search out those rare cannabinoids with like favorable percentages and ratios so that we can find real magical medicinal plants.
This is it. You know, I mean, I've recently sampled some of that Sticky Mickey, and quite honest, not just saying this talking to you now, that's pretty special. That's pretty damn good. After a few days of smoking that, I'm having to work on the computer a lot. I'm having to clean the side of the mouth off because of all the resin that's coming off my thumb and sticking onto the mouth continually. Normally, I only have to do that once every few weeks, but I'm having to do that every week now.
Yeah, it's and a super resinous one.
There's a few very nice strains around at the moment. But what's really disappointed me in the past, not so much the last 2 years, but prior to that, was just so many rehashes and recrosses of so many strains that we didn't even know what kind of glue or what kind of cheese we were smoking anymore, and neither did anybody. But now, last couple of years, we see a lot more unique and individual strains that are coming out from people like yourself and have much more to them. They have their own distinct profiles and tastes. Try something you think, I haven't tasted anything like this before, and that's so refreshing. And it's all because of innovation and passion of people like yourself and other seed companies who are trying to do something different and not just make a few bucks. You know, we're not all motivated by profit. A lot of us are motivated by just enjoying doing what we're doing.
Do you know what, bro? I think it's like, it's so similar in both of our industries. If people do the homework and look into the companies they're dealing with, they will see the difference between the fancy fanfare, pre-manufactured, just relabeled units. And it's the same with the seed industry, where people will see the difference between the fancy razzmatazz purchased seeds that have just been renamed and passed on with a lot of razzmatazz by a big money company, and the difference between me, who's really putting in the work. So we're very much in the same boat, bro. Same industry, different side, but very much a similar situation.
Oh, mate, it was crushing for me personally when I first got into this industry. And I thought, this is about 10 years when I first got into it. And I started meeting breeders and traveling around Spain and Holland, and seeing that there was just so much passing big bags of seeds unlabeled over a table in a coffee shop, and then going and being repacked, you know, not treated correctly, people forgetting what they are, nobody really knowing what they're getting. And But now it's all changed since the Americans and the Spanish and now the Germans. Everybody's getting into medically, and now things have to be labelled and recorded, and tax has to be paid, etc. So it's all getting a bit more proper now. So it's getting a lot better for the customer now, but it's still so much in both the electronics world and the speed world. There's so much, if you excuse my language, just junk out there, really. Yeah. Not that it's bad, but it's not always what it says on the label, and that's not always the fault of the person selling it. A lot of times, the person selling things, they don't really know what they're selling. They're just passing things on and putting a new label or a sticker on things. And it's just how it is. People don't know. There's no malice in it. But I can say hand on heart, I only know about six speed companies that I know are really properly legit. You're one of them. You know, of course, Sensei is another one. I don't know if you know Sean Prana. He's a really legit broke. He really knows.
Awesome guy.
He's got a real passion for it. And stop naming names now, but it's so hard getting high quality original product. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what's new and different the span of this year. A lot more. Last year, I don't know if you noticed, there was about 15,000 extra people there compared to every year for because of the
it's crazy. It just gets more and more popular.
Over. So this year, we should see a lot of even additional genetics coming over from parts of the world, I think, and see what happens there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be coming and seeing you with a few interesting things. I've got a couple new things, so I'm excited to show you a couple of bits.
I'll be looking forward to that.
And I'm just about to start setting my flower room up again, and I'll be putting the new light in there, so I'll be excited to get my first crop done under one of the new Cropmaster LEDs.
Oh, you'll be happy with it, mate. We've got some real quickies.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm already happy with it, bro. It's so sexy. I've got it hanging over the clones at the moment, just in a tent while they get rooted up. And yeah, it's just beautiful. Such a lovely piece of kit. I'm now joined by Ben from Shogun Nutrients, a company that's UK-based. Good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Spanavis coming up. I know you guys are a UK-based company, but you also market to the Spanish buying public, and you're always over. What are your plans for the Spanavis? Yeah, what are you guys looking forward to this year?
Well, we've got our UK guys coming over to support our Spanish guy, Bobby Cuban. Absolute diamond. We work a lot with Grobo in Barcelona, so we'll be out there sort of supporting those guys. But to be honest, man, it's a nice opportunity to float around and kind of meet the end users, the customers that who are buying from the shops, and they get a chance to actually like have face to face conversations and get in depth knowledge from myself, Igor, Mike. And on the Friday at Spanibus, we've got our PhD scientists. They seem in there as well, so you'll have to come and hunt us down and just have a chat, man. It'll be great.
One of the good things about you and the team is that the way you do actually do the expos, I've noticed you are repping the brand, you're walking around and you're talking to everyone because people spot you and it gives them an opportunity to have a chat and actually find out what's going on. So it is an awesome thing to be able to do that and touch base. And obviously people that grow with the nutrients, when they see three or four of you all walking around and like, oh, Shogun Nutrient guys, oh, hey, I've been using your nutrients, and they give you a bit of feedback. And obviously, like you say, you've got an actual scientist making your nutrients. You're not just a company that rebottles. So the ability to have feedback,
man,
and to just discuss little things that each grower's dealing with, and, oh, I've got hard water problems, this, that, and really go into some details. That's one of the things that's great about your company, is that ability to actually give feedback and know that you've got someone that can actually do something about it in-house and can evolve your products and bring that level up constantly.
That's exactly it, man. I love hearing stories from growers that use a product as well, stuff they tried that like didn't work so well. It's always good to have sort of both sides of the coin, especially because the Spanish market is very, very soil-based. And obviously in the UK, we're quite cocoa-based. Hydro's quite big over here. But soil is sort of the minority of growers in the UK. But in Spain, it's amazing. It's great to hear like feedback from the soil growers.
Yeah, you get lots of outdoor growers out here as well. So there's that element as well where back home.
Outdoor as well, man.
Yeah, that's definitely. It. Back in England, the results are never going to be great because of the weather and conditions. But out here, you really get to see what it can do with those natural elements combined. And that's when, yeah, you really get to enjoy things because that little bit of sunshine really does make a beautiful difference.
Well, that's what we're all looking forward to, man. I think all of us are very passionate about what we do, and the reasons we work for the company are because the product works for us. So obviously, like, I've got multiple allotments on the go, all run on Shogun, and that's the main reason I work for them, just because the results I had, I couldn't really rep anything else.
Yeah, I've just finished my first crop, and I couldn't be happier. I'm really excited to see you guys give you a couple of nugs.
That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear.
And I've had a lot of issues recently with my garden, so it's a testament to the nutrients, because I know that once I've got things back on track, how much things really can shine. Because, yeah, by my standards, I'm not happy with my environment and a few other little issues like root aphids that I've been fighting. So I know that things are nowhere near what they can be. So for me to get the results that I've got has been very impressive. I'm like, wow, I'm like itching to get the next lot on the way. So
that's amazing to hear, man. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, by the time Spanibus comes, the new lot will be in, and I'll have that first little batch to show you guys. So I'm excited.
Oh, mate, I can't wait. Salivating already.
Wicked.
Buddy, this is amazing, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Can't wait, bro. Give my love to the rest of the team, and
I will see you, man.
As soon as you get into town, give me a shout and we'll catch up for a little sesh.
100%, man. The Wednesday, let's go. Let's go for a smoke and a drink.
Awesome. I'm now joined by fellow UK breeder, currently residing in sunny Spain, Sean of Prana Medical Seeds. Hey Sean, tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for Spanibus this year.
First of all, congratulations on the launch of the podcast. I wish you all the best with this one in the future. This year, I have a busy week planned. I'm arriving on Wednesday the 11th, where I'll be a judge at the Terp Tower Invitational. This is an amazing event held in the most wonderful penthouse apartment in the centre of Barcelona. It's in its third year running and is organised by Peter Papadopoulos. Check them out on Instagram at Terp Tower Invitational to find out more about the event and to see who this year's judges are. On Thursday, I will be taking it easy, catching up with some old friends that I've not seen in a few years. And between having dinners and a bit of sightseeing, I will end up in the evening in Club La Colada. On Friday, very excited to be going to the expo. And then once the expo finishes, in the evening time, you'll be able to find me in One Up Club, where I'll be joined with Nav from Tricom Jungle Seeds. Saturday, I will be attending the expo, and in the evening, I will be arriving at Terps Army, where this is a party for HSO and Shabinski, where they will be celebrating the launch of their new collaboration strains. On Sunday, it will be my first time attending Club Firehouse and Club Dank Grass. And again, I'll be attending those with Tricom Jungle Seeds. So if you're about, feel free to catch up and chat to us guys about anything. We're going to end Sunday evening with a private reggae concert from Marlon Asher, courtesy of the Terp Tower Invitational. So it's going to be one hell of a way to end the week, and we cannot wait. So that's where you're going to find me. I will be with many other breeders, and please feel free to come over and chat to us guys, and we're looking very much forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait, bro. It's going to be so much fun. I really enjoy touching base with people that have been growing out my work, and it's a great opportunity to hang out in the social clubs and speak to growers and people that enjoy smoking your strains. So yeah, I'm totally with you on that. It really is a highlight. It's always a special opportunity when a grower gets to meet the breeder and pick up seeds directly off them. What seeds are you going to have with you this year at Spanibus? What's actually available at the moment from you?
The genetics I will have available this year are the ones that can be found on my website, www.pranamedicalseeds.com. If you go on Instagram and search official Prana Medical Seeds, This is my page exclusive for my strains. And if you want to check out my personal page, if you search for Sean Prana, spelled S-E-A-N-P-R-A-N-A. I will also be bringing some new strains that I created, two new strains created from the Ngori, the Ngori Breath, which is using the Humboldt Cookie Breath, and also a phenotype from an OG KZ, which was incredible with frost, and it flowered in 45 days. Those genetics are really, really, really doing well. Everybody who's growing those out is loving those. So if people want to hit me up or people fancy growing out something new, then I'll have those. I'll be armed with those, giving those out to whoever basically wants them.
That's awesome, bro. I really recommend anyone who has an opportunity to catch up with you, has a chat with you about breeding, and they'll soon see the passion and how much you love it. And I'm sure that will inspire them to pick up some of your seeds and grow them out. As a longtime Spanibus veteran, have you got any words of advice or tips for anyone?
My top tips for anyone visiting Barcelona or Spanibus is, if it's your first time, you're going to have an incredible time. I would say make sure you check out every single company at every single booth, just because some companies are new or don't have necessarily such a strong presence doesn't mean they don't have a phenomenal product and some wonderful staff as well and a great mindset. I would also say pay close attention to some of the LED companies, especially Crop Master LED. If you do get a chance to sit down and speak with Paul, he's more than happy to answer any questions you may have regarding lighting, any advice, any tips. He is a lighting guru, and I would strongly recommend speaking with him and his wife Tracy, because they're both well versed in that world. And also, they have a new product out which uses quantum boards accompanied by an app off the phone. So things have really stepped up in that department with those guys. I'm particularly excited to see what they're up to. Regarding once you're outside of the expo, I would say be prepared to join the social clubs that you visit. It is a legal requirement that you have a membership, even if it's just you're only staying for a few days and leaving till next year. You will have to take out a membership, so be prepared to do that. And it could be an expensive week, but you know, it's Spanibus, and in my opinion, it's well worth it. Once you're in the clubs, try avoiding paying too much for flower that may not be top shelf. Because it's Spanibus week, there are some clubs that will take advantage of the tourists, and unfortunately they may end up selling you a bit of swag for some Californian prices. The clubs I would personally recommend, I would recommend La Colada, Terps Army, The Plug, anywhere that has a good reputation, especially if you know someone who's part of a seed bank or in the industry, or an extractor who can personally recommend it, then you know you're in good hands. And finally, my little bit of advice, just to make life easy for you and everyone else in Barcelona, is avoid smoking in the streets. It's not like Amsterdam, unfortunately. You can't really smoke in the streets. It's a little bit disrespectful, and Barcelona is such a beautiful place. And if you are going to smoke, either smoke back at the hotels or smoke in the clubs. And apart from that, you will have the most amazing time in one of the most amazing places in Europe.
Sean, I couldn't agree with you more, bro. Some beautiful sentiment there and some very, very wise words of advice. I'm sure you're going to have helped out a lot of people with that. Much appreciated, bro. I really, really appreciate you coming on and taking the time to do this. I know me and you could talk for hours about genetics, so we will have to sit down face to face sometime soon and do a proper episode. Take care, bro. I look forward to catching up with you during Spanibus week. I'm now joined by the team behind Terps Army Farm. Hey guys, how are you doing? Spanibus coming up soon. What have you got planned for everyone?
Hey Barry, really good to talk to you today.
Oi mate.
So yeah, for Spanibus, well, we've got, as usual, got our amazing fire at our two locations, our two Terps Army clubs. And Yeah, we're going to be planning a little collaboration with somebody super special in the industry. So watch out for that one.
I noticed you said two locations for Terps Army now. Tell me a little bit more about that, because I know they had some problems and moved location. What's the current situation?
Yeah, basically the guys, they had some minor problems since they like to do everything in the most correct and respectful way with the laws and with the local authorities. They had taken like a big hit, keeping closed the main location of Terps Army for 6 months, something like that. And during this period, they found this other place that is not far, is still in the city center, is in the Poble Sec, beautiful zone of Barcelona. And so basically now they can count on two clubs, because for the days of the expo, the old location will open back, and this is absolutely a news, and you are one of the first to be able to share this information. So
this is awesome news. I'm really happy to hear that. It's such an amazing club. They do so much for the community. They always hold things like the IC Mag Cup there in April, and there's always special events during Spanibus. So it's awesome to hear that they've got that issue resolved and they're back on top of things and going to have two locations now. So even more fun for everyone, and it makes it a lot easier because they're always so popular and so packed that they have a load of people in there. So that's really good to hear.
Exactly. They've been working really, really hard, and it's great to see that the team has managed to get over those particular obstacles. So, yeah, looking forward to hanging out there during Fanibus, sure.
Definitely.
I think actually there's going to be at least one party going on there, in fact. Need to check on that exactly. But, yeah, with another little collaboration with somebody else super special in the industry. We'll tell you more about that as soon as we know.
Awesome. I think I'm going to have a chat with Lorenzo over the next couple of days and find out what he's got planned. So I'll definitely be letting everyone know, because like I say, he's one of the few people in town that really goes all out for Spanibus. He's a fan at heart of the whole thing. So that level of passion that comes from being a real enthusiast makes him kind of go all out when it comes to these kind of things. And he wants to make it special. So I always have high expectations for him at this time of year.
Yeah,
he will make you some big surprise for these Spanibus days. You will see. This is still something that will be a surprise, but for sure there will be something to be really proud about. You will see.
Awesome. The other thing I was going to say, just so you can let people know a little bit about your grow style, because I know myself, you're as good as it gets as far as the Barcelona and world scene. You're up there with the best of the best. And I know people try to be modest themselves, but I'm more than happy to say it for you. And it'll be good to just let people know what method you're using and what kind of a style of flowers they can expect from you guys.
Much appreciated. Yeah, I mean, we tend to try to do everything as organic as possible, you know. I mean, we're trying at the moment to kind of move towards a sort of completely no-till living soil. You know, next step is start making all of our own inputs, you know. So, yeah, that's basically what you can expect, is very clean, you know, always organic, growing with extreme levels of love and care. And generally, you know, we try to keep our batches fairly small so that we can have really precise management and really give each of the plants the care that they need. You know, that's our kind of ethos overall, you know.
100%. You're one of the few people that gets it right from start to finish. I mean, there's a lot of good growers, but there's so many elements that they mess up on, and you guys manage to get the drying, the curing, the trim, and all of those final things that really are the real key to getting it right in a place like Barcelona, where humidity is so up and down that if you're not on point with that whole process, you can make a little mistake and just ruin what was going to be a great crop just from the drying process not being quite right.
It's been a challenge, you know, adapting our methods, you know, to this completely new environment, completely new climate. But yeah, we're starting to get everything very well dialed in now. So yeah, only even further improvements from here, you know.
Now, that's awesome. I'm really excited to hear that you guys are moving towards organic. It's something I'm thinking about doing myself very soon. I did a seed batch, and it was an organic seed batch using Dragonfly Earth Medicine. And the seeds that it produced are the biggest seeds I've ever made in my life.
Beautiful.
They're
We've actually got some huge samples. Awesome. We've got some samples from Dragonfly Earth. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there, but we're really, really keen to try them out, actually.
So, you're going to love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to clarify, though, that we've always grown organic.
We've always been organic.
Always,
sorry, what I mean is the no-till, you know, like for me, the no-till is like pinnacle of growing, you know, that move to just being your own things. I've seen so many friends start it recently that it's like, it really is just like a level so far above and so, something to really aspire to. So yeah, no, I totally understand what you mean.
Yeah. It completes the circle, you know, of organic growing. Like what we were doing before was kind of an incomplete, you know, we were doing a lot of the steps and still producing good results and everything, but still just not quite making it as holistic as it can be, as well as being as eco-friendly as it can be and all of that.
There's some crazy differences from no-till that I've noticed. One of my friends is doing it. He's in Barcelona too. He's called NectarMonkey420 on Instagram. And he showed me some plants and I was going to say to him like, oh, bro, like the yield's looking a bit small. What stage are they at? Thinking they're at like week 4 or 5 and they're at week 2 and they're just, they're just kicking into flower so fast. And piling on weight and resin so nicely because he's on like his 3rd or 4th round with the soil that it's just thriving. Yeah. I was super shocked. It was just, anyone that thinks that you can't get yield with organic is just really not doing it right. And they're just freaking the plants out when you let the plant do it itself. And it's got that real no-till living soil that's just thriving with activity. Then my God, the plant just thrives and loves it.
Absolutely. You have to do it wholeheartedly. You can't just be, you know, half-assed about it. You've really got to actually get all the way in and immerse yourself in the organic technique, you know, for sure.
No, 100%. Yeah, I can't wait to try your flowers. As always, it's going to be a highlight of my Spanibus. What other things are you looking forward to over Spanibus? Any places that you hang out other than Terps Army? Have you got any good tips for a food spot for people that are visiting Barcelona?
Oh my God, I have so many different food places that I could tell you about. Seriously. Last night, we actually, for people who are intolerant of gluten like me, then we went to a great place yesterday called Arrosteria Sativa, and it's in Gracia, and they do just the most amazing paella, risotto, you know, all of that kind of thing. Awesome. Really, really good. And that's definitely quite a nice tip, I think. Really nice vibe, really good service, you know, and very well, you know, take care of like allergens, take care of like the quality of their ingredients, all that kind of stuff. That's really nice.
That's super important. That's a very good heads up.
One thing I wanted to mention, which I forgot to say already, is that actually Terps Army will actually have a booth at Spanibus at the expo this year for the first time.
Awesome. Do you know what number booth that is?
Unfortunately, not yet. No, I will find out. I'll let you know as soon as possible. But do know that there will be an expo and, you know, we'll be there. Lorenzo should be there, like probably most of the expo, and we should be, you know, showing our faces for at least a little while, you know, on some of the days.
Awesome. I'll be there for sure. So I'll be passing by to say hello to everyone. He's got such a cool logo. It's an easy one to spot when you're going through the expo. So I'm sure that everyone's going to see it and be able to head over and catch up and pick up a cool t-shirt or some merch.
It's super eye-catching. That's for sure, the logo. Very memorable. Yeah. We're looking forward to getting our own one, you know, our specialised logo for the farm company.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I recently got one done for the podcast. It's an awesome artist. I'll have to give you his details. He's just got an incredible, incredible style.
Please do. Yeah, always interested. You know, there's so much hot talent out there, you know, designing like all these, you know, amazing branding that we're seeing going on in the industry these days.
It's awesome to see artwork branded by cannabis users for cannabis companies.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like
synergy.
With the ethos, you know, like, it's kind of like, you know, it's like hip hop is a whole life thing, you know, like weed is kind of like a whole life thing too, you know,
100%. 5 elements. Definitely. Awesome. Well, it's been awesome talking to you guys. We're going to have to sit down face to face at some point and we'll do a proper full episode where we can go into detail a lot more about your trials and tribulations, changing your style to suit the horrendous ups and downs of Barcelona, because I know what a effort it's been for me. So I'd love to sit with you guys, and I'm sure between us we can probably save a lot of heartache for other people that are coming to Barcelona and going on that same journey.
Absolutely, really looking forward to it too.
Awesome, thank you very much guys, take care and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to you, Barry.
Awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
Take care and speak soon.
Okay, I'm joined now by Himalayan Connection on Instagram, the man behind the Afghan selection seed line. Spanavis is coming up. It's always one of my favorite times. You're in town and I get to catch up with you and talk about your adventures. What have you got planned for Spanavis this year? What have you got available and where can people find your work?
Yeah. Hi, mate. Always nice to have a chat with you. Of course, the seeds will be available at booth 20 at Pure Sativa stand. It's obvious. And we have the selection from last year is 60 different districts from Afghanistan. And new for this year is another 6 districts that we've been hunting down in Afghanistan. So we are looking for the best mother plants we can find in the different valleys. And we collect the seeds from those plants and package them and offer them for the market. We feel that it's needed now. People are screaming for the old stuff, so it's a perfect opportunity to grab some Afghan heirlooms at Spanavis.
For me, it's one of the most incredible things that's come out of the scene in a long time, bro. It's essential for people to be able to get those building blocks and do things and breed from the original stock and not just have the bottleneck genetics that are available now.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We've been growing and picking seeds, landrace seeds, for quite some years now, but as you know also, it's nothing like the Afghan heirlooms. Sometimes it can look like a hybrid and smell like a hybrid. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. There's some real, real gems available out there. It's if people do the selection and really hunt through the genetics, there's some elite, unique things that stand side by side with the best things that are available from any breeder.
Yeah, just a little bit of work with these ones and you're golden.
Yeah, 100%, bro. 100%. What about... Sorry, I was going, you speak.
Yeah, we have a little gift pack that we give along with the seeds, that when people buy seeds at Spanavis in Pure Sativa's booth, it's going to be a little bag there with some pins and stuff for the customers. I know myself, when I used to buy seeds, and I always loved to have a little something extra from the company. Even if it's just a sticker, you know?
Do you know what it is, bro? I'm in total agreement. As a person that was always a fan of all of these things and that done the work like to find cool little things to collect, your whole packaging and the little things that come with it are a beautiful addition for sure.
Yeah, we wanted to do something special because we've been distributing our other seeds in just plain paper bags. But this is like the king of the heirloom seeds, so we thought it needed something special. So, as you know, it's packed in a handmade wood jar, and then in those little white packages, it's real elegant.
Yeah, I'm a real fan, bro. One second, bro. Let me just tell my dog to behave herself. She's so naughty, this dog.
I'm out here now. Sit down, behave yourself. Stop.
Sorry, bro, I just got rid of her. Let's pick that back up. All right. What I'll do, let me just finish by saying about what clubs do you like to hang out? Like, what are some of your favorite clubs in town? All right, I'll hit you with that question. So just tell me a couple of clubs and then I'll say, all right, bro. Wicked. Another thing I wanted to ask you, bro, what are some of your favorite clubs in Barcelona that you like to hang out when you're in town?
There's so many great ones. It all depends on your preferences, what you are looking for at the moment, like chillax or a little bit party. But my favorite ones, I have to say, La Calada is a classic. I always go there. The Brazilian guys have a real nice one, the Gorilla Social Club. It's real open inside and they have like a skylight and green wall and everything, so it's really fresh inside. What more clubs do I go to? Backyard, of course. There's a new club opening too. I think we're going the first day of Spanabis in the evening there. La Crema BCN or something.
Yep, I'm familiar with that one. I think Julian from TH Seeds is a part of that one.
Yeah, there's another guy also, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. It's such a cool place. Like you say, it really depends on what you like. It's different strokes for different folks. If you're someone that likes techno music or reggae or computer games or anything, for every kind of person, there's a club in Barcelona to suit your style. Mm-hmm. There's just the perfect one for how you're feeling or what your vibe is. So it really is such a personal thing, but those are excellent suggestions. I totally agree with those. Gorilla Social Club is one of the newer ones on the scene, and they've come out and really done a beautiful job with the place and really done such a good job. Do you know what I mean? And La Calada, like you say, they've been around for as long as I've been in Barcelona and before, and they are a firm, well-established brand that everyone just loves. Their menu's always incredible. They've got some ridiculous hash makers in-house, and yeah, it really is a treat to go to those places during Spanabis week because everyone pulls out their best bits to kind of show off to all the visitors.
Yeah, I don't know how many clubs there is now, but there's over 300, yeah, so...
I heard an estimation of close to 1,000. So I don't know how true that was, but it wouldn't surprise me. There are so many now. It is quite incredible.
Yeah. There's more than one club who have the same selection of smoke and of vibe. And so there's so many to choose from.
Definitely.
First times you go to Barcelona, you're like lucky if you get into one, it feels like. Yeah. And then you're like a few years down the road and you don't know where to go anymore.
Yeah, you're right, bro. That's exactly how it is.
But it's nice in that way because, you know, it's not going to be a lot of idiots walking in and out like in some coffee shops in Amsterdam.
Yeah, 100%.
It has gone down quite a bit. It's not that social anymore. I guess Barcelona have taken over that part now.
Yeah, definitely. I tell everyone Barcelona is the epicenter for the European cannabis scene now.
Yeah, it's definitely a new hotspot. You can notice it in the older Yankee guys also.
Yeah.
They are a little bit tired of their local stuff. So they are like, oh, exotic with Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really excited to see you, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Always.
I have some nice bags prepared for you.
Wicked, bro. I'm super excited. And I've got some new things to show you as well. I've been holding on to a bud of the True Love the Filipino cross of truth that I grew outdoors last season, and I've cured it for, well, close to a year now. And my God, bro, it's just incredible. As you know, with those sativas, it's only after a cure that all those top notes that you don't really want to stay around, they disappear, and it unlocks all of the subtle notes and allows you to really appreciate the fragrance that comes with those tropical sativa kind of plants.
Yeah. Yeah, the truth. And what's the other one?
The Kimberley Cooks.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other one. You have one with long flowers as hell.
The chocolate Thai or the Filipino? Yeah, the Filipino.
But that's a little bit of the point, too. You wait a long time, you grow it for a long time. You might as well wait with consuming it because it's going to be so much better.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people, they grow sativas, and they don't realize that, and they think that they've got something lacking on terps. But what they don't realize is that you have to cure away the notes that aren't appealing, and it unlocks good ones. Where with indicas, if you do that, you lose all the ones that you like, and you're left with the muskier, earthier ones that aren't so fragrant. So it's hard for people sometimes to have that patience. But like you say, when you've waited 14, 16, 18 plus weeks, then another 6 months just to let it cure properly is worth it.
Yeah, for sure. The people who knows me, they know I grow a lot of outdoor flowers outdoors. Yeah, and after drying, it's a nice product, but after 4 months, you got all that ruderalis taste is gone. It's like you say, those aggressive high notes that you don't really want. They cure away. I notice, you know, almost all the outdoor flower I've been growing is the same. It takes a little bit of time to get that landrace taste out of it.
That's a fucking good tip, bro. I gotta say, you know, I've learned something just then, because I had that issue, to be honest with you. That ruderalis note was not appealing to me.
No, I've been growing for many years outside, and I noticed it in the beginning. I was like, bullshit, I'm never doing this again, because it was all like harass and stuff. But then you learn soil biology, and you learn your plants and the strains, and so now it's really nice when it's been laying for 3-4 months. It's really good. I'm growing one called Loch Ness Monster from Polish Seed Banks, and after 3-4 months, it tastes like almond cream. It's really interesting.
I love these unique, unusual terps that are coming out.
Yeah, the outer flowering movement is really catching on. I notice now almost all the companies, they have outer flower. It was not like that 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to Matt, the great gardener, because he's done an auto barb, so I'll probably grab a few of those off of him.
Yeah, I was talking with him about those. I need to test those out too.
Yeah, we're both on the same page with that one.
Yeah, we just catch him when he's somewhere and trade some seeds with him.
100%. Well, bro, it's been awesome talking to you. We all catch up more at Spanibus. Thank you for your time. And I hope everyone makes an effort to look into your seeds and pick up something, to really search out something wonderful. The pheno hunters out there will appreciate it, no doubt.
Yeah, or it's just a great addition to your seed vault for the future.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Yeah, nice talking to you. We'll see you at Spanibus, yeah?
Thank you, bro. Take care. I'm joined now by Amit from Pure Sativa. It's Spanibus 2020, and we're moving to booth 20 this year. What else have we got special planned for everyone?
Yes, mate. So basically sharing with Big Buddha Milo for the first time in Spanibus. Yeah, we're going to have some great seed banks coming this time. Definitely, we're going to have Terp Hog, some special new releases from them guys, Karma Genetics, He's bringing his Southern Collective Haze collection there. We're going to have Oni Seed. Got some great strains from him, about 8 new varieties from him coming. Compound Genetics, some great strains from him. We've got Emerald Mountain, Afghan Selection. We've got True Canna with you. We've got a few new strains from you. I think you're bringing there, aren't you, Barry?
Yep, I've got a few new ones.
What have you got?
I've got the Trudeau, the Crimson Cookies, the Tora Bora Cookies, and the Citrus Valley.
And what are we giving as a promo with that, Barry?
We're giving 2 free packs. That is a pack of Brittany and a pack of Terpzuki, which is a new one that's exclusive for this Spanibus giveaway.
Nice, nice. And on top of that, we're actually going to give away, we've got 4 different types of discs this year, where on each disc, we actually giving 3 female seeds from each different breeder. So anyone who spends over €50 are going to get that. We're going to give a beautiful Pure Sativa mouse mat. We've got 200-page brochure to give with that, stickers. Plus, you know, it'd be really nice that all, you know, people come and speak to all of the breeders like yourself and the Terpogs and all of these guys. You know, it's going to be a really cool event this year for sure. Then we have our other booth, Booth 230, Barry. And on that one, we've got all our paraphernalia, like things like Puffco, also things like Santa Cruz grinders. We've got our Sativa range of hemp bags, Reverie odorless bags. We've got the glow trays. And all sorts of all top new different bits we're going to try and bring over there. At the same time, yeah, we've even got, you know, we've on booth 20, we've got things like archive seeds are going to be there. We've got our own little cheap collab brands there, where I'm going to be giving away the new variety we're testing at the moment called Killer Glue, which is the AK-47 across the GG4. We've got a small release of the Banger Glue there, which is a headbang across the GG. Lady Sativa Genetics from UK, which is breeding in Spain now. We're going to have some great crosses of jars. You know, his famous ODV3. We're going to have his, we've got very limited drop of super sour orange glue for me, his Knightsbridge Mac OG, his Knightsbridge Sour OG. You know, we've got some great stuff from him. We've obviously got the famous The Plug. Jack's got some great strains which are doing really well, things like El Chapo, Bacalava, our famous friends from Shiloh from Massive Creations, got some great drops from them. They've got their great Gap crosses, which we're going to have at the show, which is going to be really cool. Fat Farms is another new UK breeder, got some really great strains there. Obviously, the old school guys like Serious Seeds, we've got DNA and Crockett, Seed Boys, another UK guy we're going to have there, Zank Genetics. Not forgetting, obviously, Fina Finders, Old School for 20 years, Dreddy Seeds, our really cool friends, Pop Valley Seeds are going to be there. Who else, Larry? Who else is there? I think, yeah, that's about it, really. I think we've got the whole team there, mate.
That's an awesome lineup. It's so cool for people to be able to come and check out all of these different brands and to have so many of the breeders passing by as well, and the opportunity that you might see someone and be able to get a little insight into the project and pick up something then.
Yeah, I'm trying to definitely have as many of the breeders on the booth. So, for example, when people do come, they can at least talk to you guys and talk about the strains. And, you know, in that little area we're going to have, it's only a 7x3, but I think there's going to be so much knowledge just in that little spot from all you different guys. I think the public are going to have a really good time, man. They're going to enjoy all that knowledge from you lot, man.
Well, one thing that's for sure is that people know that just coming to the Pure Sativa booth, they can rely that all of the team behind that brand are solid and top of the notch breeders, because that's the thing. It's nice for people not to have to worry, like when they're looking at 200 different seed banks with Pure Sativa, it is just the best of the best. So it's a,
yep.
It's proud. I'm proud to be in part of that one. And it's nice to have such a good bunch of breeders alongside.
For sure, and we'd like definitely what I've always got to aim at, Barry, is that I'm sure you know that when we're on our booth at the end of the day, to me, all you breeders are equal. You know, you've all got different things. The great thing is that you'll all stand there not trying, you know, you'll help each other. And that, I think that's so important, you know, that unity we've all got between us all. And that is strong and will never be broken after all these years for us, you know. And I just want to keep that reputation going as long as we're around, mate. I'm not sure if I mentioned to you, we've got Afghan Selection, which is bought land-raised strains from Afghanistan from about 6 different regions from there. which will be great for a lot of you guys who want to start breeding with some other new stuff. Yeah, and that's it really, Barry, man. We just hope to see everyone coming.
I also heard very recently, I'm not sure if you've even heard this yourself, that Mosca Negra is going to be coming to Spanibis.
Yes, Mosca's coming for sure. He's going to be sharing a stand with Dark Horse, Loud Seeds, Exotic Mike, Dungeon Vault Genetics. So there's going to be some really cool breeders from America coming over. For you. That's going to be a great, really nice selection for everyone.
Yeah, Fletcher from Archives, an awesome guy as well. He's one of the real passionate top-level breeders, so it's great to have him on board with the Pure Sativa team.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it, and even Emerald Mountains might not be able to make it, but we're going to have the whole collection there. But unfortunately, because of this coronavirus, I think that's freaking everyone out. A lot of people are knowing 50-50 coming or not coming, but I think this will be the cleanest Spanibis we've ever been to, Barry.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one, man. Trust me, I'm not worried about coronavirus. I won't be sharing no joints or bongs this year. I'm going to be on a strict keeping it all to myself thing and just be a little bit extra really cautious, but I'm not going to panic. Yeah. I don't think it's nothing to really freak out about. Everyone just needs to be a little bit more conscious about hygiene and we should all survive it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think, you know, it's definitely this year, I think, with all the different selections from everyone, you know, there's going to be such good products there for everyone to find something for themselves. And we're definitely trying to highlight good genetics because I'm noticing now there's too much strains out there. You know, no one knows really what to buy anymore. It's become more of a fashion thing more than a thing for good genetics. So I'm going to try and highlight, you know, what we have and why we're not, you know, for example, carrying 200 seed banks or, you know, just for the sake of selling seeds. So that's very important to me. And I'm still this year going to work really hard to keep on bringing great seed banks on board, but really cherry picking the best of the best, you know. And that's where, you know, I think we're at Pure Sativa. We have a great team of breeders like yourselves and all the crew we've had, like the DNA boys, Crockett, don't forget them boys for sure. They'll all be there. And we've got even people like Carnarada, which has an amazing female fem selection. And that's it. We're just looking forward to being there in the next sort of week and a half.
Yep, I can't wait for it, bro. Like I say, living in Barcelona, it's always a highlight of my year. So it's a hectic week and a half of planning, getting everything going, meeting everyone leading up to it, and then big, big, big busy time over the weekend. And then it's like, wow, big, deep breath and relax after. So it's an exciting time and I'm looking forward to it. I know it's a big challenge for you and the team to bring everything over and set up, but it's always worth it. And I know the freebies are always the best in the whole expo. So people are lucky to kind of see us at this event and cash in because it's the time when all the breeders really like go out of their way to make sure that there's some good freebies and make it special for everyone who's come and spent their money to visit. At least they can get a nice bargain and come away with some top-notch freebies to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely when you come out, I'll definitely be giving bargains for sure. And the other thing I wanted to... So basically, Barry, you've launched this new podcast you're doing. What's it all about? And what is this going to be your first one?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of different elements I want to work with. One of the things I want to do is have a platform to talk about my breeding projects and what I'm doing with True Canna Genetics. But also I want to give other friends a platform to talk about what their passion is and what their venture is in the industry. And on top of that, I just want to hear stories about people's experiences as cannabis users growing up, because things are changing so fast that some of the things that we went through growing up are almost going to be mythology in a few years. 10 years from now, when you tell stories about meeting people on the corner of the estate to get some weed wrapped up in cling film, people will laugh and think, what, did you really do that? You bought it in cling film off people on the street, and it will sound ridiculous. So, you know, it's nice to listen to like what people went through, what the different flavors they had, and kind of get a record of that for historical purposes, because it kind of gives you like the future, a way to look back and know how lucky they are with all the changes and for people to realize how crazy it was.
Yeah. And I think you doing this, obviously being around for so many years with me, we've been around what, 20 years in that doing this, so I think it's going to be nice that you go around and actually talk to all of the different breeders. You know what's going on in the scene. It'll be a nice platform where people are just going to hear the real shit. No bullshit. We want no dramas in the industry. There's enough of that. So I think it'll be a good time for you to, you know, really try and clean that all up and just make it a nice, clean playing field for everyone. There's enough for all of us out there.
Yeah, what I've realized, bro, I've realized something very important, and that is that real passionate growers, they hear passion in your voice. So I'm happy to give that platform to breeders who have a passion so that they can reach out to the growing public, because in a market where a lot of big money companies are coming in and doing terrible work, just rebranding and throwing like fancy packaging and just doing everything they can to sell seeds, we can't keep up with that. So what we've got to do is show our passion. And this is a way for breeders to really show that they're not just in it behind the scenes, rebranding, that they're doing the work themselves, that they've got goals and they're breeding with purpose and aims and getting good results out of it.
You're right there, because I feel breeders, which is the real breeders out there, which are hard up for money, aren't able to market their product correctly. And the ones which have the money, even if the genetics are crap, are always going to do better because they just have the money to. And which is it's a sad thing to see, but unfortunately that's the world we're in. And we've obviously got social media and Instagram and things like, which has definitely confused the whole industry for sure, mate. Definitely. Instagram is one of, I think, one of the platforms now. It's a great platform, but at the same time, I feel it's kind of like, you know, misleading the public of what really is out there. And I think the public have got a big part in this, because they're constantly wanting new from the breeders, putting breeders under pressure by producing new. And then, you know, the genetics aren't stable or they're not, you know, great. And then the public are like, kind of like, well, you know, what's going on here? And I keep telling them, why don't you try and concentrate on getting genetics which are, you know, have been bred well, from seed banks like yourself, Barry, for example. You've been around for years, and still at the end of the day, you know, people need to see genetics like yours out there and actually give it a shot, you know, just because you're not one of them guys who's got that marketing, you're not, you know, fancy stuff and doing just crazy shit out there just to get business, more than rather where you are actually spending time and, you know, coming out with strains which take you maybe a few years, but by the time you come out with strain, people think, oh, that's old now, Barry, you know, we want something new again. It's a kind of a catch-22 situation. So I hope this, you know, this year at Spandabit will be better, especially you and us will be able to kind of like give guidance to the public, man, and see what they need to know, you know.
Yep, 100%, bro. The way I look at it, it's an evolving industry. And as an evolving industry, breeders need to evolve and move with the times. And being able to have a good relationship with your customer base and actually let them know what you're up to and what you're breeding, it really does connect with the real passionate growers. And the market that I'm trying to get to, this is a perfect way for me to have that platform and enjoy that relationship where we can really like get our knowledge out to people and let them know what I'm trying to do and point them in the right direction. So rather than people just buying blindly, they've got a good idea of what the genetics are, what I've done with it, and what the goals and results are.
Yeah, no, perfect, man. So, yeah, definitely nice. You know, Barry, see you in a few weeks, mate. It's
been awesome talking to you, bro. Take care. Nice, I look forward to seeing you and the team in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, mate.
Peace.
Take care. Peace, bro.
Okay, I'm joined now by Nav from Trichome Jungle Seeds. You're a big fan of Spanibus, always in attendance. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to have with you seed-wise this year and where people can find you.
Okay, so on the Friday, I'll be at 1UP Club. The Saturday, La Calada. Sunday, Dankgrass. And also Firehouse.
Awesome, that's a wicked collection of clubs.
The previous years I've done some other clubs, but a couple of these I've not even checked out myself yet. So really looking forward to it. Got a few new things, which is the Mandarina crossed with a Soulmate, which is a tropical cocktail. So I'll have some of them to release, which are all in the new like crystal vials.
Those are incredible.
Yeah, they've come out really well.
Such a special thing, bro. Honestly, you really have done something unique there. In an industry where everyone's just throwing money at it and branding with like lavish funds, it's so cool to see a passionate breeder come up with a cool concept like that with the crystals to hold them. So hats off to you for being able to do that.
Nice,
not only coming up with the idea, but actually doing the work yourself and crafting it all. It's something very special. I think people need to grab hold of while it's available.
Yeah,
and cherish.
I'll be bringing one. I'll bring a couple along for you, mate. No worries there.
Awesome.
But I'll also have a few other things. Maybe some of the Afghan lines. The some of the old lines, like maybe the orange grapevine CPOG. But they'll just be just literally getting rid of some of the older stock, just to make room for all the new stuff that's going to be released this year.
That's one of the benefits of having a breeder like you at Spanibus that is actually reachable, that you can meet up with and grab some of the more limited things that don't actually get out to the distributors and the retailers. So unless they meet you personally, they're going to miss out on the opportunity. So it's nice to grab some of those rare and older bits and get them in the collection while they get the opportunity and speak to the man himself to actually find out a little bit more about them as well.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why I like the whole thing about the clubs and spending time there in the evening and doing like more of like a meet greet type thing. So you've got more time to actually sit down with the people, speak to them, have a smoke with them.
Will you have some of the more limited stuff with you?
Yes, I'll have some of the older lines, like the Afghan lines, the Bubba Kush crossed with the Afghan Chimental. I'll also have getting rid of some of the older stock, like the TPOG, the orange grapevine, maybe a few other things. Just get rid of them. So make room for all the new lines that I'll be releasing this year.
The bubble one's an interesting one because I've got to say you're one of the few people that's had that cut from a long time ago and it can actually be verified as one of the original Bubba Kush cuts. So anyone who's interested in that strain should definitely look into the work you've done with that.
Yeah, it's come out really nice as well. You get so many phenos that lean towards that Bubba Kush side of things. And it's the pre-98 clone that I used. So it wasn't the Katsu. So I find the pre-98, I find it breeds a little bit better than the Katsu.
The other one I wanted to ask you about on the subject of tropical is your Lilt. Have you got any of that available with this Spanibus or any hybrids with it? Because for me, that's one of the most standout flavors I've had in recent years. So I'm always curious about that one.
Yeah, I've got some Lilt crossed with the Soulmate, which is just in testing at the moment. So I might have some of those seeds to pass out for free to people. And I will have some Lilt flower with me. So a few people who bump into me will get to try it, smell it, and see what the terps are about.
Yeah, that one really speaks for itself. No wonder you're bringing some with you, because I know that's just one of those ones that the minute you show it to people, they're going to want to buy the seeds. They're going to want to get a hybrid. They're going to be interested. Do you know what I mean? It just grabs the attention of everyone who gets to see it and smell it. So definitely a smart idea having some of that with you, bro.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's a few really nice clones of it even about now. There's one that's going around the UK, Sleepy Bear Cut. Which is an amazing one. Yeah, he's done a really good selection on that.
Well, it's a testament to your seed packs, bro. You're like me. I know you like to pop all your own seeds and show that from a pack's worth, winners can be found. So you don't need to have thousands and thousands of seeds for selection. It's just evidence that not only have you shown a keeper can be found from a small population, but then the customers are then verifying that exact same fact by going out and finding their own keepers and getting that name out there, because it has been popping up a lot. And like you said, I've spotted a couple of keepers that people are raving about over in the UK and in Spain. So it's definitely one that's becoming a firm favourite.
Yeah, that's it. And so that first release, I'm not going to remake it like that. So the next release that I make will be like almost like an F3 line or a feminized version of it. So that those original seeds, anybody who got a packet of them, they got something really special there as well.
Yeah, well, with the smaller boutique breeders like us, there are always those cool little things for people to get. So I advise anyone who has an opportunity or sees you to get your attention, have a little chat, and it could unlock a treasure trove of goodies that otherwise aren't available to the public.
Yeah, definitely. 100% there. Lots of special things direct from me.
Definitely. Well, it's been awesome talking to you, bro. We'd definitely have to do a face-to-face and really have a proper Trichome Jungle Seeds episode where I can pick your brains on some of your upcoming projects and just talk genetics in general. It's been awesome having you on, though. Thank you for taking the time, and I'll be seeing you soon at Spanibus.
No, nice one. Yeah, thanks for having me on, and I'll be seeing you very shortly at Spanibus.
Awesome, bro. Peace. Take care. That is about it for this episode. I do have one last interview left after this little piece here. Sadly, I messed up the recording, but the content between myself and Matt, the great gardener, was too good for me to leave it out. So I've tried to edit it the best I can to bring up the volumes and make it bearable. Hopefully you can get through it without too much trouble. Don't worry if you can't. I am going to get Matt on for a solo episode with me just about him and his breeding. He's a wonderful person and a wonderful breeder, and I know that we can talk about the subject for a long time, so he definitely deserves to have his own episode dedicated to himself. Before we get into that interview with Matt from House of the Great Gardener Seeds, I would like to give you a few little tips and suggestions to make your trip to Barcelona a little bit more easy, stress-free, and less problematic. The first tip is to be very careful, because although cannabis laws are relaxed in Barcelona, the police are always out to make a quick buck. They do this by looking out for groups of people who are clearly cannabis users, stopping them searching, and when they find them in possession of cannabis, I believe the on-the-spot fine is something in the region of 500 euros, which nobody wants to pay. So just be a little bit aware. Keep your things stored in smelly proof bags if possible. Also, as much as everyone likes to represent the cannabis culture, it is advisable to be a little bit discreet with t-shirts and things that scream out cannabis to people. It's always helpful to be able to zip up a jacket and hide a t-shirt just when you're entering and leaving places and want to be discreet around police. Another thing to be very aware of is the pickpockets that operate in Barcelona. These guys are serious at their job, especially on the metro and on populated streets like the Ramblers and places like that. Honestly, one of my friends once fell asleep on a train and they cut open his jean pocket at the front to take out his phone and wallet. So that gives you an idea of how fucking serious they will go to get what they want. So just be very careful when you're traveling around. Be aware of backpacks not being open. Be aware of not having loose jacket pockets that can easily be cut without you noticing. And just generally be aware of pickpockets wherever you're out and about with friends and traveling around the city on yourself or with others. On a more positive note, I would like to give you a couple of suggestions and tips for good food spots in Barcelona. The city is full of good places. I've got an amazing suggestion for an application on your phone to check out. It's called Culture Trip. You can type in questions about Barcelona relating to anything from different food to entertainment and general tourism information, and it gives some incredible articles with lists of superb food spots all throughout Barcelona to suit everyone. If you type in best tapas, it will give you good recommendations. If you put in vegan food, it will find the best places in the city. So it's really helpful and definitely worth checking out. One of the food spots that I do recommend for everyone to go and try is a place called Rook ROOQ, and that is situated on Di Portasio, just a couple of blocks away from Trestle BCN. This is an amazing southern fried chicken place that also has vegan options with jackfruit. Everything is done in-house, handmade by a couple of guys that just make some gourmet, delicious food that's incredible anytime. But when you're stoned, it's even more delicious. I recommend you check that out. It's super reasonably priced. They do meal deals that are under 10 euros for a drink, fries, and a burger. So definitely worth checking out, and very close to Trestle. So you can get yourself baked and then go and get something awesome to eat from there. Another cool place is also situated close to another good club, a place called Cookona. It's a cookie place that sells raw cookie dough and also does a bunch of other wicked baked and raw cookie dough products. This place is one of my favorites in Barcelona. They do the most delicious Nutella Kinder cookies with nuts and all kinds of things stuffed into it. They also do sandwiches that are between two cookies that include ice cream and cookie dough in the center. Perfect for every kind of stoner. There's something that you'll find in there guaranteed to make you drool. That one is really close to 1UP. It's situated on Rosello, and that goes across Carrer Casanova, where 1UP Club is based. Make sure that you check out both of those, especially 1UP, which is an incredible new club that those of you that haven't been to Barcelona since Los Spanibis won't be familiar with unless you've seen it on Instagram. They've got an incredible decor, an amazing menu, and lots of cool retro arcade games. So you can sit there and rekindle your childhood playing Super Mario, Space Invaders, Street Fighter 2, or some of the modern games on the big flat screen TVs they've got too. Okay, we're joined now by Matt from House of the Great Gardener Seeds, a Canadian brand who's a big fan of Spanibis and always in attendance. What have you got planned this year?
This year at Spanibis, we have the new Barber Bud crosses with really the focus on high THC, some of them approaching 30% THC range, and also on Autobar. We're releasing our first auto strain we've ever worked on. So we've taken the barb, crossed it with the lowrider, took it down five generations, and always looking for the barb and always looking for the auto. And the fourth generation showed 100% auto, and the fifth generation we're just focusing on the structure and keeping the integrity of the barb. And then the other strains, we have peaches and cheese, which is a barb. The UK cheese, we've already released that one, but it was the first of the mix. And then we have the grapefruit barb, here comes the barb, wedding cake cross with the barb, the lavender barb is the OG cross with the barb, the rainbow barb, which is the Z3 Skittles cross with the barb, the sticky barb, which is the Gorilla Glue cross with the barb, and the Island Sweet barb, which is the Island Sweet Skunk crossed with the barb. And all of these, I think except for the Island Sweet barb, are 20% plus THC. With the grapefruit barb, here comes the barb, and the lavender barb being 25% plus. And yeah, we're going to be at booth 43. And all these are going to be released for the first time at Spanibis. So it's going to be a fantastic time. And I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to see everybody else in the international scene, because that's what Spanibis for me is about, is just getting to hang out with all the other guys out there that are working on their lines. And I can't wait to see what you have new this year and what all the other guys have. So see you in a few weeks.
I know it's always special for you because Barcelona is such a hash-loving culture and there are so many fans of your work amongst all the clubs that when you come out here, you're always presented with your own work in a variety of just the most incredible like methods of hash making. So I imagine for yourself that there's probably a few people that you're lined up to see knowing that they're going to have some of your flavors on the menu.
It's just been a fun ride for the last 6 years to sort of watch her grow and expand and just have the ability of like the Moroccan farmers to be able to produce more. So they're getting, so everybody in the chain is getting the advantages of what Barbara Buds. It's fantastic to always see. It's always great to see it on the menus. That's why this year I'm excited to bring these Barber Bud crosses to Barcelona. I think people are going to love them. I think the lavender barb is just gets...
That's the one that stands out for me. For me, lavender was always my favorite from Soma. So the minute I heard lavender, that one's got my attention big time.
The lavender OG was a plant that was like out of all, you know, you're in that scenario where you can grow hundreds of plants and you're just like, man, yeah, it's okay, whatever. But and then longer and harder, it's harder to find a plant that you're like amazed by. And the lavender OG plant, for the smell that came off this lavender OG plant was just unique, and it was an instant winner in our garden, and it wasn't even a discussion of if it was going to be in the new lineup. It's like, of course, it's going to be in there, and it's great to have the mix of the great barb smells and in with that sort of lavender exhale, and yeah, it's a great plant.
The other one that stands out to me is Here Comes the Barb. Just because not only do I love a good pun, but also the wedding cake is just so popular at the moment. But I can see that with your little twist on it, it's going to really spice it up a little bit and give someone a whole new profile. But with all of the bag appeal that the wedding cake kind of has become famous for, because that is really what it is. This is such a pretty standout strain visually, but adding the barb to the flavor profile is just going to make something super unique.
I have some right here. Let's see if I can find a nug of it.
And the other thing that's going to go down a treat is the autos, because as you know, the European scene for autos at the moment is crazy. Yeah, that's looking super frosty, bro. I bet that squish is beautiful. I bet that makes a lovely, lovely extract.
I haven't squished too much, but I don't have too much volume of it. I do just have little bits of it.
That's the beauty of squishing, though. At least you can squish a little nug every now and again just to try it and know what it's like.
I'm just a joint smoker. I just enjoy smoking the joints. I'm working on Barbara Bud right now. I'm taking her down a few more generations. I'm going to rework the feminized line. Just to try to get that little, there's a little Afghani that's stuck in her that just needs to be worked out. It's like 1 in 30 that it shows up, but we're going to see if we can work it out. But
well, it's been awesome talking to you, bro. I can't wait to catch up with you both at Spanibus. It's been awesome having you on the podcast, and we'll definitely do a proper episode at some point. That's it for this episode, everyone. Thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for the next episodes to drop, which will feature some Spanibus event and post Spanibus review episodes.
I got a joint here, man. I'm saving for a special occasion.
I've been smoking since I was born, man. I can smoke anything, man. Let that sucker up, man.